Welcome to another podcast from the Wicketgate magazine. And we continue the series in What Saith the Scriptures. And the book that we're looking at in this series is the book of Daniel. Now Daniel is the fourth in the order of the greater prophets and is considered by the Jews the greatest of them all, who simply refer to him as the prophet. He is supposed to have been of the royal house of David and was carried to Babylon while still a youth. In the third year of the reign of King Jehoiakim, he was brought up to the palace of the king of Babylon and carefully instructed in all the learning of the Chaldeans. At an early age, he gave remarkable evidence of prophetic inspiration and of a wisdom superior to all his contemporaries. He rapidly rose to a position of great eminence under the Chaldean monarchy, being made the ruler of a whole province and chief of the wise men. Under the Persian conqueror, he enjoyed a position of similar greatness, being made third president of the empire and held in high esteem by the king, as shown by his concern for the prophet's safety when cast into the lion's den. Jewish tradition states that he visited Judah after the return from captivity, but this is unsupported by any historical evidence and is very probable, seeing that he must have been at that time about 90 years of age. Daniel's prophecies are distinct from the utterances of all the other prophets, wider in the range and clearer in the indications of the Messiah's coming. He took up the spirit of his forerunners' prophecies and carried it forward into the new times that were then coming into view. What they had pointed forward to, but vaguely, Daniel clearly indicates, so that the period of Christ's coming and the events preceding it are accurately foretold. The prophecies of Daniel are repeatedly referred to in the New Testament by the Lord himself and also by the apostles. Thank you for listening to the short outline of the book of Daniel. This is a podcast from the Wicketgate magazine, www.wicketgate.co.uk. Once again, thanks for listening.